here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. Distinguished guests, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. The United Nations General Assembly session, special session on drug is an important opportunity for the assembled nations to reflect on failures and successes of the drug control regime. A straightforward evaluation of the achievements and failures under the existing international drug control regime could show us the real picture. This would have been possible only if the drug control conventions and treaties were implemented in their true spirit. We are witnessing mixed approach in implementation of the drug control regime. In some parts of the world, legalized recreational use of narcotics drug is defeating the spirit of the universally accepted international drug control conventions. Branded interpretation of harm reductions and human rights igniting the supply chain have confused the entire drug control regime. However, we on our part stand committed to a balanced approach as envisioned in the Political Declaration and Plan of Action 2009. We believe that solution of the world drug problem lies in correct and honest implementation of these conventions through a balanced approach. Ladies and gentlemen, supply reduction is an essential component of a well-balanced strategic approach to control drug. Demand reduction efforts would not succeed without limiting drugs availability. Supply reduction has both domestic and international dimensions. In Pakistan, domestically, supply reduction includes enforcement of anti-drug laws, eradication of poppy cultivation, control on precursor chemicals, interdiction operations, prosecutions, and asset investigation. Internationally, our supply reduction effort include enhancing international cooperation in the fight against drugs by maintaining liaison with all international partners, intelligence-based coordinated operations and international control delivery operations are the tools to fight the drugs trafficking internationally. In pursuance to UN Conventions 1988, the Government of Pakistan has made necessary legislation in the form of Control of Narcotics Substances Act 1997, which also has the provisions which exclusively deal with international cooperation and mutual legal assistance with the foreign states in relation to the investigation and trial of cases related to illicit drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, strict law enforcement is the key to successful supply reduction operations. Interdiction operations throughout the production, transportation, storage, distribution, concealment, and transit stages impose caution, disrupt drug flow, increase risk to traffickers, drive them to less efficient routes and methods, and prevent significant amounts of drugs from transiting through Pakistan. Interdiction also generates intelligence that can be used against trafficking organizations in both international and domestic operations. Despite technological and capacity gaps, our performance both domestically and internationally has been par excellence and widely appreciated. Our counter-drug operations, spearheaded by the premier counter-drug agency, Anti-Narcotic Force, with the active participation from the Counter-Drugs Interagency Task Force, which comprises 18 federal and 14 provincial law enforcement agencies. Ladies and gentlemen, now let me briefly highlight our success stories as a result of aforesaid policy we adopted. We are poppy-free state for the last 16 years. Last year, Pakistan seized 367 tons of illicit drugs, surpassing all previous records. Conviction rate of our leading drug law enforcement agency is almost 90%. We froze assets worth millions of dollars belonging to drug traffickers. And during the last 2 years, we dismantled 28 international drug trafficking organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk of human rights of drug traffickers and alternative to incarceration, we must consider for once that the drug traffickers and their accomplices have snatched the rights of 245 million people across the globe to exist. They have caused miseries to millions of their dependents, mostly children and women. They have caused irreparable loss to the social order, legal economies, and rule of law. Of course, the human rights of drug patients are widely respected across the globe. Excellencies, drug business accumulates illegal money, which in most cases is laundered. To curb the tendency, Pakistan has enacted Anti-Money Laundering Act 2010, which provides basis for legislation and prosecution of the money laundering related cases. Financial monitoring unit has also been established in State Bank of Pakistan. We have made sufficient progress in this regard. Ladies and gentlemen, in the end, I would like to reiterate that whatever we promote and decide in these coming days would be setting the destiny of our future generations. I pray for the divine guidance and perfect vision for all of us individually as well as collectively. I thank you for your attention.